Hey everyone, get ready to bundle up because today we're diving into a story that's perfect for a snowy day.
Ooh, I love snowy days. What kind of story are we talking about?
We're going on an adventure with Wally the Walrus, his penguin pal Piper, and a polar bear named Tilly.
Sounds like a fun crew.
They are. And they're planning the most amazing Winterfest celebration the Arctic has ever seen.
Winterfest. Those are always so much fun.
They are. Think of ice slides, snowball fights, yummy treats, and maybe a few, frozen mishaps along the way.
Oh no, frozen mishaps. This sounds exciting. Tell me more.
Well, Wally was super excited about Winterfest. He wanted to make sure everyone had a blast.
I bet he did. It sounds like Wally is a real party animal, even if he is a walrus.
He is. And he had a three-step plan to make his Winterfest the best ever. Invitations, games, and of course, food.
Classic plan. You can't have a party without those.
Exactly. Now, Wally's invitations were quite creative. First, he used his fish friends to deliver messages underwater.
Oh, like fish mail.
You got it. Fish mail. Then he asked a snowy owl to deliver some special invitations.
Wow, a snow owl delivery service. That's pretty impressive.
Right. Can you imagine? And to make absolutely sure everyone knew about the party, Wally even shouted invitations across the ice.
He really wanted everyone to be included. It's so important to make everyone feel welcome.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, for the games, Wally's friend Piper, the penguin, was in charge of building a giant snow maze.
Ooh, a maze. Those are always tricky.
I know. And guess what? Piper got so lost in her own maze, she couldn't find her way out.
Oh, no. Poor Piper. I hope she figured it out.
Don't worry, she did. She used her penguin smarts to find her way back to the entrance.
Phew. Glad to hear it. Mazes can be pretty confusing, even for the person who built them.
That's for sure. Now, Tilly the polar bear was in charge of building the ice slide.
Oh, an ice slide. That sounds super fun.
It was supposed to be, but Tilly may have made it a little too slippery. She ended up zooming all the way into the ocean.
Whoa. Well, at least polar bears are great scummers, right? I bet Tilly just kept on swimming and had a blast.
You're probably right. She was probably having a grand old time. But wait, there's more. Wally decided to make his famous fish popsicles for everyone to enjoy.
Fish popsicles? Those sound interesting.
They are, but oh dear, something went wrong. Wally's popsicles froze solid and became like ice bricks.
Uh-oh. Those wouldn't be very easy to eat.
Definitely not. It was a bit of a kitchen mishap. But you know what? Wally didn't let any of these little mishaps ruin the fun.
That's the spirit. You gotta roll with the punches, especially at a party.
And finally, the big day arrived. Animals from all across the Arctic came to celebrate Winterfest with Wally and his friends.
I bet it was a sight to behold.
It was. Everyone loved playing this snow maze, even if it was a little confusing at times. And the ice slide was a huge hit, even with Tilly's accidental swim.
I can just imagine all the laughter and excitement.
Yeah, and of course, there was an epic snowball fight. Everyone was throwing snowballs left and right. Wally even ended up looking like a snow walrus.
That's hilarious. It sounds like Winterfest was a huge success.
It was. Wally, Piper, and Tilly learned that even with a few bumps along the way, Winterfest is all about having fun with friends.
Exactly. It's all about spending time together, enjoying the snowy weather, and making memories.
And guess what? Everyone is already looking forward to next year's Winterfest.
I bet they are. Winterfest sounds like a tradition that brings everyone together. It makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, just like a nice cup of hot cocoa on a snowy day.
Absolutely. So tell me, what would you do if you were planning your own Winterfest celebration? What kinds of games and activities would you have?
That's a great question. I think I would.